Nicole, thank you so much for joining us for Alamogordo Now. The Alamogordo City Commission meets today. There is news that the commission may take action to address budget constraints due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you tell us more about what's on the agenda?
The Gross Receipts Investment Program, also known as GRIP, they've put together an ordinance to repeal it, at least temporarily. They could always bring it back because right now they don't have the money to fund it. They've already had layoffs, spending freezes, and expecting another 20% to cut from the budget as it is. So they'd like to continue the program when the city has the budget again, but right now they don't have the budget, and about 3 GRIP projects, contracts, which will most likely be canceled because of it.
Okay, let's move on to another issue. This week, the Otero County Commission is expected to meet to request security upgrades after threats to the Otero County Administrative Building. What is the commission considering and why?
Well, there's a request was put in to purchase video surveillance systems for the administration building. In the last week and a half, since a county commissioner's comments were made national attention, the administration office has been getting some rather unpleasant phone calls that were bad enough that they put the entire building on lockdown for a week. They're wanting to add video surveillance, and that's really all I know about it. There are no documents with it.
What exactly have authorities said that they know of so far regarding these alleged threats?
They had a really bad one last week. They're trying to find the person who did it, that it was possibly out of 2 states, and then all the calls and all the threats have come from out of state. None of them are New Mexico-based.
Okay, Nicole, thank you so much for updating us this week on Alamogordo Now, and we'll talk with you all next week.
All right. Thank you very much.